This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Okay, Chelsea, today I found a CBC article actually I want to go over.
Okay, good.
So this comes from CBC, Canada's public news service. It is from March 9th, 2024, written by Andre Mayer. Mm-hmm. And the title, From Luxury Bunkers to Tactical Vehicles, the Ultra Rich Are Preparing for the Big One.
I know that because I am ultra rich.
Mm-hmm. In December, Wired Magazine revealed that Mark Zuckerberg, CEO of Meta and one of the richest individuals on the planet, was building a $100 million U.S. compound in Hawaii.
Oh, I knew this!
The fact that Zuckerberg is undertaking a nine-figure renovation is hardly revelatory. The more telling details, the compound includes a bunker, 5,000 square feet to be specific, with concrete walls and an escape hatch. What does this tell us? It's a sign that at least some of the ultra-rich are anxious about global events and are making contingency plans for the big one, whatever that may be. The feeling is very much in the air. Architectural Digest named luxury bunkers one of the real estate trends of 2023. And a finely appointed redoubt figure, prominently in the recent Netflix thriller, Leave the World Behind. Brian Cramden, president of Hardin Structures, a Virginia-based firm that builds multi-million dollar fortified homes and bomb shelters, said work has been steady for years, but he has seen a major uptick in the last 2 to 3 months. With Putin in North Korea and what's going on in Gaza, I'm getting lots of inquiries, he said. It's war, it's Trump, it's the divisiveness of the nation. Cramden said the most commonly cited threat includes a breakdown of law and order, the detonation of a nuclear weapon, a hostile power activating an electromagnetic pulse to disrupt the communication network and the diffuse effects of climate change. Vivos, a California-based company that provides shelter solutions, told CBC inquiries and applications are up over 2,000% year over year. Middle-class preppers also built shelters in their backyard, but they couldn't match the scale and grandeur of these state-sponsored projects. That changed in the early 2000s, when more expansive private bunkers started to proliferate. Companies like Hardin Structures and Vivos handle all aspects of the construction, from the architectural design to the engineering, which typically means making it blast-resistant, airtight, difficult for invaders to breach, and capable of generating its own power. Garrett said the most elaborate bunker he found whilst researching his book is the Survival Condo, located in former missile silo in Kansas. Built around 2010 by a property developer who used to work for the U.S. Department of Defense, this nuclear-hardened structure features walls up to 2¾ meters thick and can house 36 to 75 people. I don't know. Do you think we need to read more?
No, I have some thoughts, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
I didn't realize I should change my career to bunker maker.
Bunker maker, apparently, bunker designer. Bunker interior designer, I'm sure, is a very specialty niche you could get into.
Yeah. Bunker builder. Bunker customer service rep.
Yeah.
You could do that. Never even thought about that.
I just find it very annoying that the very people that create most of the problems that plague society these days have decided that they don't need to worry about the issues because they can just
because they have too much money. It doesn't apply.
Yeah.
There's the asterisk. These problems don't apply to us. Global warming that we're the number one contributor of, even though we're trying to make it seem like, you know, the plastic straws that you get are the ones contributing and stuff.
Yeah.
But more comments that only vaguely have stuff to do with this. I just watched The Social Network. I know it came out years ago. Mark Zuckerberg, total dickhead.
Yeah.
Total dickhead. Wouldn't want to talk to that guy.
I really feel like the money that's going into bunkers could really be better used trying to fix the problems that they're building the bunker for.
not like end the world.
Yeah, but this is, unfortunately, we live in a hyper individualistic society where you are supposed to take it upon yourself to fix the issues you can, which means that you're going to build a bunker. It's the inevitable answer to how can I solve these issues? Well, I can dig a hole for me and my family to live in.
Well, yeah, exactly. But the people that are being blamed for it can't like feasibly build one.
Yeah. And then
I dig a hole though.
I also just want to add too that this is a terrible solution also, because if there's literally just the 70-ish people in your bunker left, it'd be pretty easy for them to turn on you.
Yeah.
Like if you hire a security crew to keep people out.
Yeah.
Like, why would they have an incentive to help you out? Like, it doesn't make any sense if the entire society has fallen and you're the only one with food. Let's say that.
Bunker peacekeeper.
That could be, yeah. You know what? A bunker mediator would be a pretty good industry to get into.
We should start specializing.
And also, just off a little bit of a tangent, I do feel you'd really want to go with, like, a timeless kind of interior with a bunker, just because you don't know how long you're gonna have to be in there and you're gonna have no chances to really change it. So you're gonna want to go with a timeless feel. You can't go flashy and really cutting edge designs.
Or maybe in your prep you keep some like different decorations to switch it up.
You mean the Christmas room?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe you just go with a Christmas theme in a bunker. That would be fun.
Oh no, you could never do that. That would be awful. That would be so bad. But as a bunker customer service mediator, you may want to do that to another bunker if you're looking to potentially drive other bunkers crazy with a Christmas theme.
Are we getting into bunker wars?
Yeah. Could you imagine if your sworn enemy was making a bunker and you're like, hey, I'll give you an extra like $90,000 if you just make that Christmas theme. And then like it comes, the end of the world comes, and then they like run down to their bunker and they're like, fuck.
Why didn't I look when they were done?
How did we have no idea that they did this theme?
But anyhow, let us know the theme of your bunker that you would like to get, and get it to us within 48 hours. That's your only opportunity.
Yeah. Okay.
Good luck, everybody. Bye.
Good luck. Goodbye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.